Hello, and welcome to the National Audit Office podcast. The NAO has conducted an investigation into how NHS Shared Business Services handled unprocessed clinical correspondence after a backlog of approximately 435,000 unprocessed clinical correspondences was discovered. The investigation sets out details of the incident and the action taken by NHS SBS and NHS England to investigate, understand, and rectify the problem, including the work of the National Incident Team set up by NHS England. I'm joined by Ashley McDougall, the director who worked on the report. Thank you for joining me, Ashley. If we could start at a very basic level, what is clinical correspondence? There's a backlog of 435,000 of them, but what is it exactly?
We're talking about letters that have been sent from hospitals to local GPs, and they have somehow gone astray. So the types of correspondence could be test results, child protection notes, patient medical records, and perhaps some things around patient has been temporarily resident. If you're treated on holiday in the UK, then that would be a record that would be sent back to your GP. Those records sometimes go astray. So NHS, SBS, we're dealing with about 700,000 items of misdirected correspondence every year.
What does the NHS Shared Business Service do?
NHS Shared Business Services provides a lot of the back office services to NHS trusts. This means it helps with payment schemes, paying bills, doing their accounting, and helping with procurement. So it covers about a third of NHS trusts and almost all clinical commissioning groups.
And what prompted this investigation?
Well, we were prompted by the disclosure by NHS Shared Business Services to NHS England, who are the people who are paying for the service, and they're the commissioners. So when they disclosed the problem to NHS England, we became aware of that through their audit papers, and we said that we would look and see what was happening and then report to Parliament when it was appropriate.
When did NHS SBS find out about the problem?
Well, they've known about the problem of a backlog since they took over the services from primary care trusts in about 2011. They inherited a small backlog of about 8,000 items, and they're reporting internally and a couple of internal reviews through 2012-13. By 2014, they knew there were about 200,000 items in the backlog. 2015, they knew there were 350,000 items in the backlog. So they've known about the problem at some level within the organisation for years. I think the question was, it wasn't really escalated in an effective way. So the top of the organisation, for example, their board, didn't get any reporting statistics, didn't have any visibility of what had happened, what had been found, and the fact that the backlog was growing.
Why did it all go so wrong?
We think it largely went wrong because people didn't appreciate that the sensitivity and importance of handling clinical correspondence. There's a line in the report that talks about some of the people who were dealing with it saw it as just filing. So it was just papers that were being moved around. And I think there were no payment mechanisms attached to it. So it was quite a low priority task in contractual terms. There were no payment indicators. There were no performance standards. So it was just something that people didn't take as seriously as perhaps they should have.
So why was there such a delay in alerting NHS England and Parliament to the problems?
Well, we've talked about the extent to which the senior management wasn't really aware of it. Once they became aware of it, around the end of 2015, they asked for more work to be done. They wanted to know, as everyone knows, how much of this is there? What's the scale? What's the problem? What sort of documents are we talking about? And then once they got that, they actually commissioned another review to say, well, is it clinically sensitive? What are we dealing with? When they got that in March 2016, they then notified the commissioners in NHS England and the Department of Health, who are the part owners of NHS Shared Business Services.
Has any harm been caused to patients as a result of the backlog?
We don't know yet. NHS England have set up quite a process to review each of the items of correspondence and see whether there's potential clinical harm. So far, they've finished about two-thirds of that work, and they've identified that there are 1,788 people. Some of their clinical advisors have said there is potential harm to the patient here. Now, they keep on reviewing that. So far, they have not found any instance of actual harm, but they've still got 175,000 items of correspondence that GPs have been asked to get back to them. So they send it to the GPs and say, can you look at this? Do you think there's potential harm here? And that's the process they're still going through. And if someone identifies potential harm, they then come back and say, well, let's go through it in more detail. Let's talk to the patient, perhaps. Let's get in expert clinical advice. Let's go through the whole medical record to get a fuller picture. And harm is something that's is quite wide-ranging, how it can be. It doesn't just have to be someone who has died. Perhaps they might have had distress. And it's really the linking of whatever the harm was to the delay.
How much is it all going to cost to put right?
NHS England estimate that they and NHS SBS, who were handling the correspondence, will spend about £6.6 million. That's in reviewing the cases, scanning, sending it back to clinicians, engaging expert clinicians. So there are quite a lot of people involved, and about £6.6 million, and they should be finished that work, they think, by the end of December 2017.
And what is the situation now?
Well, currently they're still working through. They've got 175,000 items of correspondence they're still chasing with GPs to see if there was any harm. They're working through with clinical advisors, the 1,788 people as at the end of May, where they have identified potential harm, and they will just keep on working through that. They're notifying the patients, they're having discussions. So it's just a long process with a lot of documentation to go through.
As ever, thank you very much for your time today, Ashley. If you would like to read this investigation, it is available on our website, www.nao.org.uk, or you can follow us on Twitter at naoorguk, or on Facebook, www.facebook.com/naoorguk. Thank you for listening.